ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Now it's time for a bit of sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sally.
In golf, a New Zealander with a very famous name was an early leader in the US Masters this morning.
Sally, when Ryan Fox was 5 under and 2 strokes ahead early on in his first round, rugby folk in Australia were reminding themselves a little painfully for all that he wrought on the Wallabies with his goal kicking, that he is the son of the champion All Black fly half, first five, as they say in New Zealand, Grant Fox. In the last little while, and in his mid-30s, Ryan Fox has fashioned out his own story in New Zealand sport, world sport really, qualifying for the Masters last year and again this year. Now, look, he's slipped back a bit now, 3 strokes behind the leader Bryson DeChambeau, and equal second with the Englishman Danny Willett and the Korean Breon Ang, which has everyone now saying, well, where are the Australians? The best of those at the moment, Camerons, Davis and Smith, both still on the front nine. And I got to tell you, it's not so great, though, for Minwoo Lee and his broken finger at the moment. He's on the back nine, 3 over par, Sally.
And in rugby league, Warwick, Newcastle supporters were crying foul after losing to the Chooks in the NRL last night.
Yeah, Sally, there was loud and long booing of the referee at the end of the game as the supporters, along with the Knights coach too, it must be said, Adam O'Brien, believed their champion fullback, Kalyn Ponga, who had played most of the game in great pain, had been denied a penalty. That penalty within kicking distance in the final minutes of the game. Now, from deep inside his own half, Ponga had burst through the Chooks' defence, only to look around and find there was no teammate within Kui to whom to pass the ball, so he was tackled by the east winger Fatalunga Porga. Now, he held him down, waiting for his own cavalry to arrive, a professional foul, either with a U or a W in Novocastrian eyes, but not the referees, so East clung on to win 22-20, and that was despite the absence of the likes of Sam Walker and fullback James Tedesco, whose locum tenens, Joey Manu, was one of the Chooks' best. He's off, though, at the end of, or not very far away, to go and play rugby football in Japan. Now, tonight, Melbourne plays Canterbury-Bankstown, and there's a big one at the Helio Stadium, Brisbane against Redcliffe, which can also be touted as a joust between the coaches, a great rivalry there, Kevin Walters against Wayne Bennett. And speaking of the latter, he claims to have no idea of what's happening at South Sydney. Why did you chuckle? The club is being touted to take over next year. Meanwhile, some folk are urging the current South Sydney coach, Jason Demetrio, to walk away from the Rabbitohs because of the lack of support he's getting from the club's power brokers. And it's pretty ordinary, really. They're openly canvassing replacements.
And Warwick, in the mighty AFL, the Lions showed that they can win at the MCG, beating Melbourne last night to ignite their season.
They used to be able to do it. They did win 3 flags in a row there, but that seems like a long, long time ago. And last night it was their first game back at the G after losing last year's grand final. And after, well, an indifferent start to the 2024 season, last night they were also back to the compelling form that took them to the fabled last Saturday, last September. Cam Rayner ran amok, or to use that lovely old footy saying, he was in danger of getting leather poisoning with 25 disposals and 10 clearances, playing a big part in achieving what coaches in any sport all love, winning the game by halftime. And the Lions coach, Chris Fagan, is a little bit in love, I think, with another of his players, Lachie Neal, in his 250th game. Dual Brownlow medals mark him as a champion, as did the little things he did last night. He seems like James Hurd and but a few others before him to have that sense of where the ball is going to be or should be a couple of bounces ahead of everyone else. As for Melbourne, take out Max Gawn, and theirs was a dispiriting performance at home, even allowing for the fourth quarter revival, which made the score 12-10-82 to 8-12-60 tonight. Footscray plays Essendon, and while both teams are on 8 points, the pressure to win falls heavily on the Bombers, whose performance, well, last week against Port Adelaide, when some people thought some of them gave up, again has people at Tullamarine wondering, and wondering out loud, some of them too, about whether the club is heading in the right direction, Sally.
In surfing, Molly Picklum was back to her best at the pro event at the Margaret River Pro yesterday, Warwick.
Yeah, look, after being the early leader on the world rankings this year, Picklum slipped back to third after her performances at Bells Beach. That tournament, of course, won by the new number one, the American Caitlin Summers, or Simmers, that is. Yesterday, the Australian went straight through to the round of 16 and said after that she felt she was getting back to her best. Isabella Nicholas also had a win yesterday, as did Simmers. But Sally Fitzgibbons has to get through an elimination heat to ensure she makes the cut for the rest of the season. Now, only the top 10 get to compete, and Fitzgibbons is in serious danger of missing that altogether, Sally.
Never underestimate a Sally Warwick. She'll get there. It's all good.
She'll sally forth.
That's right. She'll sally forth. And finally, in netball, we're going to be talking about the Super Netball season later this morning. In netball, can the Adelaide Thunderbirds go back-to-back in this year's Super Netball competition?
At the end of a tumultuous off-season, and we're talking about player movements as well as player payments, they've lost a few, the Thunderbirds, of the side that won the grand final. But they've gained a lot of experience under the ring in Ramilga, Aitken-George. Even at 35, still one of the best goal scorers going around. Now, the Thunderbirds play one of Aitken-George's old teams, the Firebirds, at home tomorrow. And this morning, you've already indicated, we're going to have this little chat to Bianca Chatfield about what's going on with the rest of the teams. And look, an update on the golf. The American Bryson DeChambeau is back in the clubhouse as the leader of the US Masters, 7 under. While the best of the Australians is Cameron Davis, when I checked in a few moments ago, 2 under. He's just about to start the back nine. His round and plenty of others likely to go deep into the twilight after the weather delayed the start. And one of those people whose start was delayed was Tiger Woods, but he's now underway. I think everyone's going to be watching after he said he reckoned he could win it again. And at the moment, he's equal with par after 4 holes, Sally.
We'll see. Warwick, thank you so much.
Good on you, Sally.